listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Oh yeah, the truth will set you free. First it'll freak you out. Lately I've been finding it in words long written down. What we need now is all those who will come alive, who know the whole world will change in the blink of an eye. Open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright. There's no left here in the dark. You can't arrest an idea whose time has come. 'Cause they don't.
Hello, everyone. This is Sally Elcordi, and welcome to Vaccine Free America. I have so much news to share with you, and I'm going to put it in the archive at tinyurl.com/Vaccine Free America. My guest tonight is Assemblyman David DiPietro. And Assemblyman David DiPietro is beloved for sponsoring a bill, A8676, which is to restore religious exemptions here in New York, where we have lost religious exemptions. I'd also want to draw your attention to the fact that Jane Burgermeister sent me a recording about what is transpiring regarding the coronavirus. You will be able to find it at the link I just told you as well. So there's a lot of information and so much transpiring at this very moment. I could feel possibly 6 hours, but I'm just going to give you a series of links, and you'll be set to go. You'll know everything you need to know and be up to date. Now, welcome, I hope, right now to my guest, Assemblyman David DiPietro in New York.
How are you doing, Sally?
Ah, you're here. Yay. Welcome. I'm so happy to have you. The last interview we did has gone viral. Truly, it is the most popular interview I've done in the past year. So people are really responding to your message and your bills and what a cool guy you are, you know. I had such a privilege to meet with you in person the other day, and just so happy to have you on. Welcome.
Thanks, Sally. I appreciate it. Great to be here. You know, anything you need. You do such a good job. I appreciate it, all you do.
Well, what I'm hoping you will do, because you have written many bills, and, you know, perhaps they will inspire other legislators. Perhaps this program can be used to inspire other legislators. And why don't you just get started on the bills that you have sponsored and explain what they are and give the numbers of them and possibly follow up with some links so I can add that. And take it away, Assemblyman DiPietro.
Oh, sure. Let's start at the beginning, Sally. There was no outcry for full vaccination and mandated vaccinations in New York State. The Democrats tried to use the small outbreak in the Jewish community as a reason, but if you remember, no child was affected. No child was affected by that. So begs to ask the question, then why did they push it? Well, let's continue forward. So on June 13th, our very last day in Albany for the year, and then we're passing bills all through the day and in the middle of the night, it comes out of Health Committee. I won't go into that story for those that know it. That's totally corrupt. And it passes on June 13th, in the middle of the night. Less than 12 hours later, we go home. On June 14th, the company Merck, the big drug company Merck, puts $48 million into New York State. So it begs the question, if Merck put $48 million in, was it a coincidence that they were just planning to do that? Or was it formed? Was this by design? Now, so if you're not a conspiracy theorist, you know, it had to be by design. Company just doesn't put in $48 million 12 hours after that bill passes. Okay, who designed it? Take it to the next level. It had to be the governor, Carl Heastie, Stuart Cousins, the Senate leader. They run the government. They're the top three. So you have to look at that and say that something going on, it had been worked on for months. It's all part of a grand design. So when they took that away, that was a shock to a lot of people, but not to the Democrats in the Assembly and the Senate, because they were promised very good cover to the tune of a lot of money as they moved forward in their campaigns this year. And if you saw just recently, a drug company put $500,000 into the Democrat Assembly Committee fund for their politicians. Another one put $250,000 into both the Assembly and the Senate Democrat committees. These are the re-election committees. There's no limit on the amount of money you can give to those organizations, the re-election organizations. So, again, I just want to give people the background, Sally, because this whole thing's corrupt. This whole thing has been designed by big money, and $48 million buys a lot of politicians in New York State. So the first thing I did was I put in a full repeal. Okay, this is horrible. Full repeal, no tweaks. That's Bill 8676. Next, knowing that $48 million was going to keep a lot of people from going after my bill, I thought maybe you could get them, if we put enough pressure on them, to do my second bill, which is just to allow private and parochial schools, pre-K through 12, the ability to take non-vaccinated children. So if you're a religious person and over 100,000 have moved out of the state since that passed in June, this would give you an option to, I know it's not the greatest option, but at least get your kids into a school setting, and maybe that would get some play. Instead of, because right now, as you know, Sally, you only have two options. You either fully vaccinate, which is 48 inoculations, or you leave New York State, or you homeschool. But the homeschool, I'll touch on that also. But the next bill I have is a 48-hour advance notice to anyone in the state who is going to get vaccinated with two lists. Number one, 40 hours beforehand, you get something from your doctor that says you're going to be vaccinated in a few days. Here's a list of all the ingredients in that vaccination, and here's another list of all the possible reactions and side effects. So, and it also gives you the ability to opt out if you don't like what you see. The third, next one is pre-screening, okay? This is something everyone should be doing anyway, but right now you can't. This will show if any newborn or older person will have any adverse reaction to any vaccines, okay? Now, if you find out you can have an adverse reaction, then you don't get the vaccine. The New York State doesn't allow you to do that. And also, doctors now, because of what happened since June, doctors are not allowing you the option of getting that screening. And if you say, I'll pay for it, they're like, no, you can't even, we're not even going to let you pay for it. I mean, this is so draconian, so communist, it's crazy. They're not even going to allow you to check your own body to see if you'll have a reaction or your kid will have a reaction. That's New York State. And then another one I have allows for medical professionals to give medical exemptions without fear of reprisal. As you know, in June, when they passed that religious exemption, they screamed to heaven that there was no medical exemption pullback. Doctors could still give full medical exemptions. That was the biggest lie I've seen in Albany. As soon as that happened, I know hundreds and hundreds of people. There is no medical exemption in New York State anymore. And if you do try to get one, it doesn't go to your doctor anymore. They take it out of his hand and they put it to the school superintendent or someone in the school, who then goes to Albany, and a bureaucrat will make your health decisions, but they're not allowing any medical exemptions. So I hope that gives you a real background from that on what we're doing and what we're dealing with, Sally.
Yes, and you are, you know, fighting uphill the entire way because of the Democrats who have totally taken over the assembly, and we're only six senators away in New York State from a Republican majority. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we lost it last year. That's why all this came through. We lost the majority in the Senate.
Right, exactly. This is so horrible. And from what I understand, even they're trying to get even more liberal Democrats to replace the current Democrats. So this is what
I understand.
You
heard about that, did you?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to just tell you, yes, that's because I know the Democrats they're going after in the assembly who are pretty good people. Okay, they're not this far-left communist junket that's running Albany right now. These are the moderates, I like to call them. They're Democrats, pure to the bone, but Ocasio-Cortez has taken over the assembly in New York, and she's running right now. At least we have three devout communists in the assembly right now. She's running nine more candidates, primarying, not coming after Republicans right now, primarying Democrats, because they're not far left enough, she calls them. So what's that going to do? These people are all registered as Democrats, and they all belong to the Socialist Democrat Party. As you know, that's the Communist Party in New York State and in the country, the Socialist Democrats. All nine are communists. And if she takes them over, it's going to be a bloodbath in the after November. If they win, there's going to be a bloodbath in the Democrats in the Assembly and in the Senate because they're going to push for. You haven't seen anything yet. If you think this is bad, which it's horrible, and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are going to be leaving, this will tilt our state even more. So I just wanted to let your people know that it's going to get really, you know, as the Chinese say, may you live in interesting times. Well, we sure are here.
Yeah. Well, and talking about the Chinese, yes, where 80% of our vaccines come from, you know, mm-hmm. I just posted something that is from the 1989, I believe. Here, let me check that. 1989 American Medical Association Encyclopedia of Diseases. I'm waiting for this to load so I have the correct thing. But they're saying that in their encyclopedia, the coronavirus is the common cold. Lysol declares that they can rid you of the coronavirus. This is hysterical on their label, you know. So yeah, mm-hmm. I wish we could get some truth. I mean, I was just watching NBC, and they were just so I could see what's going on, and they were beating a drum for everybody to be freaked out and scared and what have you. I wish I could decipher from all the information and misinformation where we're truly at, but you know, I can't. I understand the vaccine that's in development will change your DNA permanently. Oh, gee, that's swell. And Jane Burgemeister is saying expect the coronavirus vaccine and the Ebola vaccine. And two, no one's expecting two shots, right? I don't know what
this
to
is. This is getting scary, Sally, because these vaccines are dangerous. They want to mandate Gardasil, as you know, and hoping for your listeners. And we're trying to beat this back in Albany. We need everybody on board, just sending those postcards and letters and making those personal phone calls. We need to beat that back. They're predicting up to 400,000 in the first year if you pass the Gardasil legislation.
That's a Merck vaccine right there.
That's Merck. Exactly.
Yeah, what about the flu shot? Is that the
they want to mandate that too.
Well, I heard the pneumonia vaccine, the FDA is not supporting that, or they didn't approve it, or something like that. And Oprah Winfrey right now is on tour pushing the flu shot and the pneumonia shot after they lost their, I don't know, endorsement or something for the pneumonia shot. So imagine the gall. Imagine, I mean, hubris, gall, I don't have words large enough for that kind of an action. And I just want to say to the audience that my mother had a stroke after the pneumonia shot. My father died after the flu shot, and my daughter is injured from the HPV vaccine. And that's only three of the 10 members of my family affected, okay, from these vaccines.
Right. There's a new senator over here, George Borrello, who as soon as he heard that I was on top of this with the vaccines, he called me up, and he's been to every meeting because he had the flu shot just a few years ago and contracted the Guillain-Barre syndrome, and he was in the hospital for over 2 weeks and could have died. He was paralyzed, and that's from the flu shot. It's documented. And same out here with the former county executive from Erie County, which is like the second largest county in the state, the former county executive, who's a big governor supporter. He's with us on this because he did the same about 10 years ago, got the flu shot, and almost died. So there's
There's one assemblyman whose constituent told him that she had become very sick after the flu shot, and to prove to her that it was safe, he got the flu shot and died.
That's right. I hate to say that, but that's crazy. But that's exactly what happened. And I don't know what to say to that one. I remember watching that, and that was just, I don't know. We just have this, people don't want, they stick their head in the sand, Sally, until it affects them. Once it affects them, all of a sudden they're your best friend and fighting the fight like no tomorrow. But until then, they've got, their eyes are closed, their ears are shut, and they don't have, and they don't want to hear anything. And that's what we're fighting against. But I go throughout the state and have forums with people, and we talk about this. We bring out all the facts. And everyone we go to with hundreds of people, they all tell me, they wake up, they said, well, I didn't know that. And now that I know that, boy, that's crazy. We want to do what we can. And that's the thing. Once you learn something, you can't unlearn it. So all these people that say, boy, vaccination is this or that, they're all safe and effective. No, we tell you why they're not safe and effective. And that's what we are trying to push and let people realize. Okay, yes, if you want to get vaccinated, your kids, God bless you, but you should at least learn, because there's serious side effects and death that can happen with these, and I don't want you to be one of those people who experiences something tragic like that.
Well, I have interviewed 1,000 people who have been affected by vaccines, and I have to tell you, Facebook has censored all the parents. They don't censor interviews with doctors or scientists or legislators or anybody else, just the parents. So I got a notification that I was violating community standards, and I click on it, and I find all the interviews with all the parents. I was so upset knowing that they had censored that's who they want to shut up, the people who are telling the real deal and might affect someone else's opinion. But go to tinyurl.com/legacyHPV, and you will find interviews with girls affected by one shot and two shots and three shots, all of them hair-raising, and not all the interviews I've done, you know?
Right.
So it's a really harmful, hurtful vaccination. It's really hard to say which is the worst, because the DTP has got such a bad record. But the flu shot has more reimbursement from the vaccine court, which only reimburses 1 in 500. I can say that in earnest, because of the 1,000 people I've interviewed, only two have gotten a dime from them, and it's been a paltry sum. Glyphosate, $289 million settlement. Well, glyphosate's in vaccines, hello, you know, and no settlement. If you get to $15,000 for your child who has a muscle-wasting disease, you're lucky. That's one of the two, okay?
Right.
The whole thing is just such a racket.
Here's the thing. It's all money-driven. This has been in the works for years. They've been trying to figure this out, and now they're getting some pushback from a lot of us in the state. Is it going to be enough? I hope so. We're working so hard. I mean, we've sent out, like, I think over 250,000 postcards to elected officials. It's crazy. But I don't know if that's going to be enough. I mean, because, and I tell you, I tell people why, because the money is ridiculous. And it's all these people care about is the money. It's, so I don't know what to tell people anymore. I just say, look, let's just keep fighting and let's see what happens. You know, if we're going to win this, let's win it. And if we can't, we can't. But I'll tell you, we're not going to go without putting our best foot forward. And we are right now. We're doing really well.
Well, I want everybody to take a look at their legislators' voting record. If they voted to remove exemptions for children to attend school, I ask you to run against them if there is not somebody you can already support. For example, I was going to run against my assemblyman. But there is a Republican who is running already. Great. I'll support him. You know? So okay. You just have... But
who's your assemblyman, Sally? Who's your assemblyman?
Andrew Hevesy, who just co-sponsored the HPV vaccine bill.
He just did. After all the kickback that we've... and the pressure we've put on, he had the nerve to do that? Really? Wow, I'm shocked.
Well, I saw the announcement. I haven't checked the actual bill to see if, in fact, but why would they let people be outside of his office clamoring about it if he hadn't actually done that? He used to be very sympathetic, but then vote the wrong way. And I called him out at the polls about it. I said you wouldn't support this. And this was HPV and other STD vaccines without parental consent, you know.
Right.
But in the committee, up went his hand. So he
right.
But now he's very, very honest. He will tell you to your face, I don't believe in exemptions except medical. And now look what's happened to the medical.
That's right. And look what's at now. You're really finding out the true meaning of your doctors also, which I just learned. Did you know that your doctors get huge kickbacks, the pediatricians, for the percentages of their practice that are fully vaccinated? Did you know that?
Yes, I did. That's why they
up to $600,000, $700,000 a year.
Isn't that
that's
hilarious?
Right. I get that all the time now.
Patients? I want everybody to real with this. The patient is the customer. You don't fire
right.
your customer, except their real customer is the insurance agency that gives them a certain amount of money, which is a lot of money, if they fulfill the 83% of their clients through the age of two getting fully vaccinated. Just through year one, that would be 33 doses. Just through year one.
That's right. And so I tell people that, Sally, and I explain that to them that, you know, so because I get a lot of parents now, they go, Dave, what happened? My pediatrician kicked me out of the practice. I'm scrambling to find one. And I explain that to them and they get so mad. And they're like, my pediatrician's had all my kids. And now I tell them I don't want my son or daughter vaccinated. And they kicked me out of the practice. And I said, yeah, because the money to them means more than you and their practice. They don't care about you. They care about the money. And so they kicked you out. They want to keep the percentages of complete vaccinations high. They don't want people who aren't going to vaccinate their children. That's where they live and die for the money. And that's, you got a pediatrician like that? Man, oh man, I would, I get so upset with that. So upset.
And you're lucky if they don't report you to CPS.
That's right. That's right. You are exactly right. And they will.
Right.
I mean, this is crazy how they
have to not go near them. You have to homeschool or you have to move. I mean, really, you just have to leave them out of the equation. David, I heard something the other day that just I almost lost my mofo mind, if I may. I was interviewing a woman about medical kidnapping situations, and then I get a call either that night or the next day from a friend of mine whose child is constantly in the emergency room, and she's constantly trying to keep them from doing more than what the child requires. And this is a severely vaccine-injured child. So
right.
she was there, and a woman came into the emergency room because she needed help. But with her, she brought her three children because she couldn't leave them home alone, I presume. And so they enter the emergency room. She's asked if her children have had the flu shot. She said no. She was informed that they would now be given the flu shot. And she said no. Her children were snatched, put into a car, and driven off with.
Wow. That's so crazy.
That's what we're doing. A couple of weekends ago.
Sally, I wish I could say, gee, that's just a lot of malarkey, but it's not. It happens every day. It's happening every day in New York State, and it's gotten so out of control. I wish I had a better answer for people, but this is exactly what we're living in right now. We're living in a government, and the people, you know what? And what's really frightening is the people who are for all this, who give us all this, they sit there with no shame on their face, say, I think it's fantastic. You know, they sit there and say, this is the greatest thing. This is, you're crazy. You guys, you're just anti-vaxxers. That's all you are. You don't know anything. I'm like,
my friend Paul Turner is trying to promote something that I am all on board with. He is trying to change the conversation from pro-vaxxers to anti-vaxxers, to the vaccine aware and the vaccine unaware.
Right.
So I'm helping him promote this because I agree with him completely. We have to change the conversation. If people would do their research, they too would be vaccine aware, you know. And as you say, once you go there, you can't go back.
Exactly right. Once you see this and you see it in black and white, when people sit there, I get arguments with people in the assembly saying, Gardasil's safe and effective. It hasn't killed anybody. And I'm like, you just can't say that. You just can't come out and say that because you don't know what you're talking about. You're you know, just because you say it doesn't mean it's true. But that's what they're so arrogant. They think that whatever they say, you've got to listen to it and agree to it because they're smarter than everybody else on the planet. And it's crazy when they say that. It's like, you don't know what you're talking about. Gardasil has killed, that we know of, over 600 people. And that's they're thinking that because no one knows how to report it, no one knows that the doctors don't tell you that there was a vaccination injury when your child dies, you know, a week after they had a vaccination. They never say, oh boy, was it your vaccination? They don't tell you anything. We don't know what it was. It was something else. And it's crazy, Sally. It's crazy. And these people just spout off whatever they think is good enough for them. And that's the sad part, because they sit there and think that they're going to know everything, and they don't listen to you even when you tell them the truth. Or try to sit there calmly and talk to them. They don't want anything to do with you. They think you're crazy.
Well, I was talking to a doctor at a pub a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago. I don't remember when it was. I was talking to him, and he said that he'd just gotten the flu shot. And I said to him, because I don't know that doctors are required to, I said, was that required to keep your job? And he said, yes. And the whole time we're trying to have this conversation, this man is screaming, don't listen to her! Don't listen to her! I'm like, huh? This is unbelievable. How dare this person interrupt a conversation, especially a conversation that is this important, you know? And
right.
I was trying to impart what is in vaccines, and I'll tell the audience again, common components are aluminum, formaldehyde, mercury, and MSG. You can find that right at cdc.gov. They will spin it so that you think formaldehyde and mercury and aluminum and MSG are the greatest things since sliced bread, but call poison
control. Not in your body, they're not. No way.
You call poison control and see what would happen if you were to drink it, and then ask them what would happen if you injected it. They'd probably send the police to your house because they don't know what's in vaccines either.
Nope, and they're going to take the advice of whoever tells them, whoever the last person who talks to them, and you're going to be stuck in the cold on this one.
Self-righteous people who haven't done their research, and they're, you know, they're such a detriment to mankind, you know.
Well, Albany's full of them, you know. It's like I say, there's a fight within their own party, and it's just going to be a very interesting time. Unfortunately, it's going to be a time where for every reason in the world, people get injured, and they don't have to. That's the sad part. Okay? We want
right
our
back.
Religious exemption.
Pietro, Assemblyman in New York.
There's no left here in the dark.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Open up our eyes and our heart.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. Hi there. This is Sally Alcorti. You're listening to Vaccine Free America. I would like to give you a heads up. I will be hosting the next program, Immunize Wisely, with Ingrid Castle. I will be guest hosting, and my guest will be Sherry Nacken. Why do I bring your attention to this? Because we're talking about educating people, and Sherry is a premier educator. I signed up for her program, and I am completely bowled over at how much information she imparts. What a value. I just have to put that out there and hope you will stick around for the next hour. Now, back to our honored guest, Assemblyman David DiPietro from New York. Welcome, David.
Thanks, Sal. Glad to be here.
Okay. Well, where were we when we were so kindly interrupted? I'm not going to say rudely. Where were we?
We're just talking about keeping the fight, continuing the fight, and trying to get this thing pushed back. That's the biggest thing we have to do is try and stop it and try and get some mix to it, especially on the religious exemption. We need to get some of that back.
I want you to impart what you told me that Hoylman, what is he, a senator? Senator Hoylman?
He's a senator, yes.
What he said to the parents who were protesting during the State of the Union speech in regard to the exemptions being removed. What did he have the gall to say to those parents?
That your children are not yours. They're the state's. They're ours. Something to that effect.
Yeah.
The children,
yeah,
your children are not yours.
I'm still reeling from that, truly. The thing is, when you told me, I thought, he's right. He's right. We're being run by corporations, and they're literally, if they can enforce through CPS the removal of your child for noncompliance, they win.
That's right.
Because a friend of mine said, how can they get away with this? It's so outrageous. I said, the enforcement arm of the medical industrial complex. It's called CPS.
That's right. But Sally, here's where look at the big picture going down a bunch of years, okay? So every child has to be vaccinated, right? This year, 48. Next year, they want to go to 77, right? And then in a couple of years, they're already talking 100 to 108 vaccinations. Now, you and I and a lot of other people, because this is sort of brand new with all these vaccinations, which have nothing to do with safety of your kids or anyone else, we've only had probably 6 to 8, maybe 10 at the most. So when you're a parent, you go into school and say, my child's fully vaccinated. You know, Mrs. Jones, the teacher, I want to see your vaccination records. My child's vaccinated. Why aren't you? I want to see everyone in that school that walks into that school. I want to see their vaccination records. And you think that's crazy. But, you know, there are a couple of countries that already do that. In order to get your driver's license, your health insurance, get your sign for a bank loan, all sorts of things, you got to show your vaccination records. And I think that'll be the next step. Okay, we did it with the kids, but boy, you know what? Those teachers and everyone else isn't vaccinated. And so who's going to give you that? It isn't going to be the child sitting next to you. They're going to say it's the teacher. So this is going to get really strange really quickly.
Right.
And I have a feeling that's going to just be, that's going to blow this out of the water. And I don't know which way, good or bad. I think they actually want, I think the drug companies, that's their global push, is to have everyone vaccinated, because it goes into the trillions of dollars if you do that. And it's all about money. And that's all these people care about.
I wish I could say it's just that. They know what they're doing. These children, they're damaging and killing our children. So that's
right.
Definitely part of the plan. They're doing this knowingly, and this is the plan. So we have to literally, we are child survival advocates. Tomorrow will be adult survival advocates. But this STD bill, is particularly disturbing, because it means that they can give your child any vaccine for an STD without parental consent. And so the Gardasil is a series of three. Let's say they have all these new vaccines in the works. There could be a series of 7. There could be a series of 12. I mean, why not? And at one point, Gardasil, they were recommending a series of 3 every 5 years. So, I mean, add up the numbers. When David says 108, it's probably underestimating what they could potentially do. And, of course, your child is the first line of defense for themselves. It's no longer you, mommy and daddy. They have to take on adults trying to vaccinate them. And I want to tell you about this, David. I saw a video. And I will attach the video to this archive as well, with a pregnant woman. It appeared she was in stirrups because she obviously couldn't move, or maybe she was just as pregnant as a house and couldn't move. But they're trying to vaccinate her with the flu shot. And there's no studies whatsoever on vaccinating pregnant women. None, just none. And she's saying no, possibly 15 times. They descended on her and gave it to her anyway. So never go to see an OBGYN if you're pregnant unless you have a bodyguard.
That's it. And people think that you're saying something that's not true, Sally, and it's totally true.
I'll provide the video.
Dozens of these stories. I've heard them. And remember, Gardasil is outlawed, I think, in 7 countries. So what people say, I've had a doctor on Facebook say, Dave, stay in your own lane. You don't know what you're talking about. Gardasil is safe and effective, and it saved millions of people's lives. And I say, show me the proof. And then if that is so safe and effective, are you seven countries outlawed it? Why? You think you're smarter than the health professionals that run those countries and made that determination? You're smarter, and as elected representatives in New York State, you're smarter than those people who have it outlawed it because they didn't get bought off by Merck? I mean, it's crazy, but that the corruption is so deep and so penetrating, it drips off the walls in Albany, and you can come there and watch it for yourself. And I always invite people.
There's an article today that says that.
Sally,
go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
I always invite people. If you're in Albany, look me up, call me ahead of time, and if I can, I'll bring you down on the floor, and you can watch it for yourself, and we'll do some nice things, get some nice pictures, show you the Capitol, and try and get you on the floor. And every person I've taken in 6 years, 7 years, everyone within a half hour said, did that really happen? What's going on here, Dave? What's that all about? It's a running joke, because when they watch it, when you're in the chambers and you watch it for yourself and you really see what's happening, it's very eye-opening, and you see the dysfunction. When people say New York State is the most corrupt government in the country by far, okay, they're not kidding. This isn't something we're debating. It's the most corrupt government in the country by far. And you can watch it. There's no shame. Yeah. Trust me, there's no shame.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Well, I just opened an article today that said that the HPV doesn't prevent cervical cancer. The HPV vaccine doesn't prevent cervical. There's no proof that HPV causes cervical cancer. You know, so it doesn't the HPV vaccine doesn't prevent it. Well, there's no proof that it causes it. You know, so the whole thing
death.
Is a lie. Yes, it causes
right.
death.
It does cause death, and it does cause paralyzation and a lot of bad things.
We're talking about the vaccine here. Yeah, the vaccine, right. Not HPV, the vaccine.
No, Gardasil, yes, the Gardasil. Gardasil is the only vaccine right now in the United States for HPV, from what I understand. I think there's another one in the rest of the world, but I'm not sure if it's here.
Right. There is another one. I forget the name of it at the moment, but the only one here is Gardasil made by Merck. So did you get
Correct.
The banners I sent you, or were you home?
Yes, I did. I didn't know who they came from. There was no note, and I forgot. So, yes,
well,
thank you.
Yes, yes. Did you like the comment at the bottom on the left?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put those up in both.
Vaccine-free America, America, not a Merck. Yeah.
A Merck, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's
Very
what we're
good.
Becoming, Merca. So, all right. So, yeah. So this article is saying that the HPV vaccine doesn't cure whatever. The HPV and cervical cancer obviously are two completely separate issues. But why is the vaccine itself causing a rise in HPV among young girls? That's the question.
And also, 30%, think about that, and that comes from Merck, 30% sterilization rate. That's scary. You want to infect your kids and you want to put that in them? Have a possibility your child is unable to bear children? That's pretty crazy. And this whole Merck thing, we are fighting an uphill battle because of the money, but we can win this, Sally. I just want to keep reiterating that to your public. Okay, the people run this state. They still do, and we just have to get more active and get in front of all these people and let them know that if we're one issue voters and this is it. And if you vote for anything or if you don't want to repeal it, we're going to take you out. We're going to go after you, and you just have to be very firm and tell them that, and then go after it and do it. But we've got to be very organized, and I think we're getting there. We've got a good group of people all around the state. And I'm glad you're leading the charge here. It's just we can do it. I don't want to discourage people. Yeah, things are bad, but we can win. We can do this. We just need to get more active, a little bit more active.
And you know, run for office yourself. Support a Republican mm-hmm. who in their platform it talks about parents' rights. You know, it's part of the Republican platform. So there's right. nothing about that. And they don't say they're against parents' rights in the Democratic platform, but they're not for parents' rights. And the more parents who are awake, the better off we are. And don't let anyone who has taken away your rights, they're not privileges, your God-given rights, don't let them get away with it. Challenge that. Run against them and be very vocal. I feel like the time for protesting is over, but if protesting raises awareness, then protesting is great. In fact, there was a big protest today at the Barclays Center. They had a huge presence because Oprah Winfrey was promoting the flu shot and the pneumonia shot. She was. Uh-huh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And is she doing that out of the kindness of her heart?
Exactly. Well, they were everybody exactly. was there with their giant posters, just stating facts. Like the favorite one is always that the pharmaceutical companies bear no liability. But just to give people, you know, how many doses are on the schedule through the age of 18. I don't know if we're at 72 or 74, but I get different reports on that, but regardless, we're over 70 vaccines, and if the legislature has its way, we could be far worse off than that.
Oh gosh, yes. Oh gosh, yes. And why? Money. It's all driven by money. If there was no money in vaccines, Sally, we wouldn't even be talking about this. If there was no money in vaccinations for corruption, we wouldn't talk about this. Everything in Albany is driven by money. And this happens to be a huge pot of money right now, just to start, $48 million from Merck. That doesn't include any other drug company that's coming in to play in our baseball diamond here, so to speak.
Right. Johnson & Johnson has just jumped in with the coronavirus vaccine, I believe. So that's right. a new player, and that's a big player, too. Johnson & Johnson is a huge organization.
Yep. I don't know where that's going to go. Yes, that could be. Let's see where it plays out. We go back to Albany on Monday, and the good news is that with all of the primaries and races that the Democrats have, that there really isn't going to be a lot of stomach to push anything controversial after April 1st. So we've got about 6 weeks to beat this back, keep it out of the budget. Because if it goes in the budget, it's automatic. That's why they put all their pork in the budgets. There's 10 budget items. They dump it all in there. And so that passes automatically. So if they dump it in the budget, we're done. So let's just keep hammering this, because after April 1st, I think we will be a lot better. Not saying it won't happen, but with June primaries coming up, they're not going to want to give their opponents anything to go after them on. So we got 6 weeks to really put a full court press on.
Well, I'm going to ask you a favor, and it's a big favor, but it's something that I think you're uniquely qualified to do, which would be to state plainly exactly what people need to do, you know, because you know all the bills, you know a lot more than most people. In this regard. So I would really be grateful if you would state clearly, so we could put the word out, that Assemblyman DiPietro recommends you take these actions, and what those mm-hmm. actions are in regard to which bills and what have you. And I would be happy to supply you with a lot of information that I have, but I think if it were to come from you, people would do exactly as you say. And I would really endorse people doing exactly as Assemblyman DiPietro recommends, because I had so much fun with you, just meeting you and getting to know you in Albany, but it really did set me straight. You know, having a good conversation. Now, let me bring something else you and I had spoken of,
sure.
and why it can't prevail. And this is really heartbreaking. You were talking about how the HPV is causing one-third of girls to be sterile, and that Merck themselves reports this. Well, I had said to you, with the late-term abortions, do you think we can arrange it so that these sterile girls can step in and adopt, without red tape and lots of expense, the babies who are being born, because they can be aborted after they're born, who are being born, and facilitate this? And what we basically came to the agreement on is that there is no call for late-term abortions. Nobody was clamoring for late-term abortions.
No, there was none.
Go ahead. Take it away.
There was, Beck, I've been debating that bill for 8 years. I've been the floor leader in my conference against that bill every year. And I'm the only one in the conference out of 150 assembly members who even dares to invoke God. I mean, since it is totally a God issue with life. But there's no clamor for it. 92% of millennials are against full-term abortion, and they never bring those stats up. And why is that, Sally? Because millennials are not stupid. They sit there on their phones all day. They see all the sonograms, the 4D sonograms and everything else of a baby in the womb, and they go, and then they listen to these Democrats say it's not viable and every woman should have the choice. They sit there and they go, that doesn't make any sense. That's a baby. Don't sit there and tell us it's not, because we're not stupid. We know it. We see it. So millennials are dead set against it, and that's a hope that we have to get this thing pushed back. But we're on an uphill battle, because it was only driven by about a dozen people, elected officials. This was not overwhelming. They were twisted arms and trying to get that vote. There was no push publicly statewide. We had the most liberal abortion in the entire state is New York State. You get an abortion whenever you want, literally, just not full term. And it wasn't good enough for them. It just wasn't good enough. They had to have full term. And in New York State, I debated
why?
Abortion after birth. Abortion after birth. The baby can be on the umbilical cord. And if the mother says, I don't want it, or any, just says, I don't want it, doesn't have to give any excuse, that baby has to be terminated.
Now, let us talk about who backed the bill. It was Planned Parenthood. And what is Planned
and
Parenthood?
And they were, yes.
What are they known for doing? Selling.
Exactly.
Body parts of babies.
Yeah, so, huge money. Huge money.
Yeah, this is where I'm saying to Assemblyman DePietro, can we create this adoption scenario so that these children who have been born can go to one of these sterile children as young adults, I apologize, potential mothers, but then you see really what's happening here. They want intact body parts. That's what they want, and that's what they'll get.
Yes, yes, exactly. If they can, and then the older, the more profitable it is for them. If you get a 7 or 8 month old, and you can in the womb, and you can take those parts, it's a lot more money. So this whole thing is just disgusting to me. I'd like your bill, Sally, but you got to remember the Democrats are in the majority. I don't have the poll, and they'll never allow it because they're not going to. That would mean they'd have to admit that their bill to allow a woman's choice up to birth and after birth was a bad choice. And that's,
which is
never
why we
do
have
that.
To challenge the Democrats again,
I agree with you, but I
no,
agree.
Please. Oh, God. Well, anyway, I want you to march with us in the St. Patrick's Day Parade for Honor Parents' Rights. I'm applying to march to Honor Parents' Rights in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And you, for our group, you can be our Grand Marshal.
That's awesome. If I can make it,
Irish.
Let's coordinate that if
Irish.
I can get down there.
Right.
Yeah, I think that'd be so cool.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? So
let's do that. Let's see if we can coordinate that.
Yeah, okay, cool.
What's that?
I said, okay, cool. I'm so psyched.
Okay. That would be
everybody and their uncle will show
great.
Up if you come.
I will try. Let's see where it is on the schedule. I'll try and be there. St. Paddy's Day. I'm not Irish, just so you know.
No, I know that, but you're the Grand Marshal of our group, okay? Of our group.
Right.
So I'll be appealing to them probably Monday to see if we can march in their parade to honor parents' rights.
That'd be great. Okay. Let me know. Okay.
Well, we have one more break. We have one more break, and we're coming back. So I would like you to impart some wisdom to our well, they're all your constituents now. Everybody wishes they had an elected official like you. But I believe we're going to a final break. Am I correct, Ken? Oh, we're not. Oh, okay. So he's just going to let us roll with it. Okay. Impart your wisdom, if you will, because we can use it and we want it.
Okay. On the fight or on a different area?
Anywhere you want.
I think, like in politics, I'll just say that there's ebbs and flows. People, they go up, they go down. And I think two years ago, you saw when the Democrats took over the Senate and then all these bills were rushed through. I think we've exposed what the agenda is, which is communism. I don't sugarcoat it for anybody. This isn't socialism. This is communism. And this is what they want. And that's eventually where they want to go. And I tell people, you don't have to agree with me, but I'm on the floor of the assembly and I see it. All you have to do is look at every bill. It was like a feeding frenzy last year. Full-term abortion, followed by DREAM Act, followed by illegal aliens, driver's license. You saw bail reform. Look at the bail reform. They refuse in New York City. They refuse to look at it. And every day someone is getting killed, and every day dozens of people are getting injured because of this stupid law. And I mean, it is horrible.
Can I say something?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
If you report, let's say you're raped in your house, a person who raped you is allowed to come back and take pictures. Okay,
that's correct. They can come in within 14 days. They
get all of your contacts, and they can have all of your contacts. Now, if you report that a crime from your window, the person who is accused of a crime can inspect you and all of your contacts. I mean, it's like dissuading people from reporting bona fide crimes. It's outrageous.
Well, you just saw, MS-13 gang member got arrested. The person was going to testify against him. He got that person's information, right? Because now under the new law, he gets all that information. He went there and killed him so that they can't testify against him. That's crazy.
Was he accused killing him, or is he going to walk having killed him? Probably.
Yeah, no, well, he killed him, and I mean, he went right after, that's the guy who was going to testify, and after 14 days,
but nobody
reported
that
information,
he killed him,
he killed him.
They were afraid to report that he killed him. You see what I'm saying?
No,
the guy's going to get off because no one's
reported
it.
Huh. Yeah, now no one's going to report anything. Where's your incentive to report something?
Oh.
You're not going to report anything, and the police aren't going to arrest you knowing if you're going to get out. They're like, I'm going to go get something to eat. I'm going to go sit there and look for something else because I'm not going to arrest that person for throwing a chair through a window and stealing something. There's no, I mean, it's just crazy.
This is the bail reform that he's talking about. I want to thank you so much, New York Assemblyman David DiPietro. I hope that you become our Grand Marshal for the St. Patrick's Day Parade to honor parents' rights, and God bless you, and thank you so much for being with us on Maxine Free America. Please stay tuned for Sherry Nacken as Ingrid Castle's guest on Immunize Wisely. I am the guest host. Goodbye for now. Thank you very much.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.